This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Joe Biden said that he had told Russia's President Vladimir Putin that the sanctions could have been worse. Biden said the United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia, and that the United States wants a stable, predictable relationship. The sanctions are certain to exacerbate tensions with Russia, which promised a response, even as some experts said the measures appear tailored to avoid an out-of-control escalation of retaliatory acts between the two countries. Seven of Hong Kong's leading pro-democracy advocates are expected to be sentenced Friday for organizing a march during the 2019 anti-government protests that triggered an overwhelming crackdown from Beijing. They include former chairman of the Democratic Party of Hong Kong, Martin Lee, Albert Ho, and pro-democracy media tycoon Jimmy Lai. These seven were found guilty earlier this month of organizing and participating in a massive protest in August of 2019, where an estimated 1.7 million people marched in opposition to a bill that would have allowed suspects in Hong Kong to be extradited to mainland China for trial. The seven are expected to submit pleas for more lenient punishment before sentencing is handed down. They face up to 5 years in prison. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Rescuers are still trying to locate 12 people from a capsized ship in the Gulf of Mexico off the U.S. coast of the state of Louisiana. The Coast Guard said on Twitter that divers were able to conduct operations Thursday but didn't hear anything when they knocked on the ship's hull. The Coast Guard said dive operations would resume later today. So far, searches have recovered the body of one person, and six others were rescued Tuesday when the ship capsized. Daily infections of COVID-19 crossed 200,000 in India Thursday, making it the highest anywhere in the world. After imposing one of the world's strictest lockdowns for nearly 3 months last year, India's government relaxed almost all curbs by the beginning of 2021. Now, many regions, including Mumbai, are introducing localized restrictions. The government has blamed a widespread failure to practice social distancing and wearing face masks. Experts have blamed everything from official complacency to aggressive variants. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the death toll in the United States has increased significantly in the past year, with the more than 600,000 COVID-19 deaths being a major cause of the increase. The United Nations on Thursday released $1 million from its emergency fund to provide aid to the Caribbean nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines following a series of devastating volcanic eruptions. The UN spokesman said the funds will provide for urgent humanitarian assistance to impacted people, especially those who have been evacuated. About 20,000 people were evacuated from the vicinity of the La Safour volcano in St. Vincent, which began erupting a week ago for the first time since 1979. About 4,500 people are in shelters, and the country's airspace is closed. Eruptions have continued to occur daily, with ash clouds covering the country and reaching surrounding islands. Here in the U.S., former Vice President Mike Pence, recovering from surgery after having a pacemaker implanted. His office said Wednesday the operation went well and that Pence is expected to fully recover and return to normal activities in the coming days. Pence is considered a likely 2024 presidential candidate if former President Donald Trump declines to run. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.